following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As a current student athlete, I find myself wondering how someone like me can all of a sudden get paid for playing a college sport. If you have similar questions, I will be breaking down the ins and outs of the new college name, image, and likeness rules to keep you up to speed on everything happening in this new world of college sports. Welcome in, everyone. This is DJ Parsh, and you are listening to Transfer Season. This is episode 2, and last week I kind of just got into the nuts and bolts of what NIL is and a little bit of background and history on the NIL with the NCAA. Today, I'm going to talk about my full opinion and my general take on the NIL and what it can do to, or what the NCAA can do to further benefit college athletes while at the same time benefiting schools, because really there aren't a lot of strict guidelines or rules set in place right now, so it's pretty much total chaos, and really anything goes. So I'm going to get into my full opinion and break down certain things I think the NCAA can do to get a better hold on the new name, image, and likeness rules. So to start off, I just want to talk about having structure in our daily lives. Going to class, you know, we love structure in our classrooms. We have certain schedules that we stick to. We have homework assigned on this day, and it's due on this day. We have a test that's scheduled in advance, and we have study guides for that test. If you're going to work, you have a certain assignment that's due, and you need to have it due by this date, otherwise there will be penalties for it. And that's one of the main things the NIL and NCAA are lacking right now, are structure and guidelines and strict rules, because right now, there really aren't any, and it's definitely benefiting the players, but at what cost, you know? Because it's interesting because the less amount of rules there are, the more the bigger schools benefit from it, obviously, because they have more money. But it's really not a good look for the NCAA and college sports as a whole, because you have all of these schools, you know, that are not benefiting from it. And that's just something that can't be sustained for 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the line, you know, because you have the top, you know, 4, 5, 6 schools benefiting the most from it, while 99% of all the other schools are just being left in the dust. And as someone who likes structure, I just think the NCAA can get a better hold on this and really make it more beneficial and better just for every school and every division, because right now, schools like USC, Alabama, Miami, really the big name, big city schools are benefiting the most from it, which makes sense because they have the biggest brands and they are the wealthiest of the schools, so they have the most money that they can just throw out for these athletes. Well, not the schools, but you know, brands, alumni, donors, things like that. And when I talk about structure and guidelines, you look at some of the best and most successful professional leagues around the world, NFL, NBA, European soccer leagues, although that's a little iffy, but mainly the NFL and NBA, they are the highest rated and most followed leagues in the United States, and that is because they have structure such as the salary cap, franchise tag, strict free agency rules, which I'll get into later. But these leagues, they aren't run by the players and donors and whoever has the most money. They have specific rules set in place so that there is a balance between all of the different teams in each league. So going back to the NFL free agency rules and guidelines. According to NFL.com, teams can speak to players' agents 2 days before free agency period begins, so not any time before, and each team has a limited salary cap, meaning they can only spend a certain amount of money on players for their roster. There are also deadlines for teams to sign players, so if they don't sign a player before a specific date, they can't get that player on their roster. And then there's unrestricted and restricted free agents. So restricted free agents may be subject to a qualifying offer from the team that they are currently on. So if a team wants to buy that player, the team they are currently playing for can match that offer. So that just kind of shows you some of the specific rules that are set in place for free agents in the NFL. And I think that's a really good thing that the NFL is doing, because yes, the players and the athletes have power because they can somewhat choose where they want to go sometimes, but there are also specific rules, just like there are in the real world, where you can't just leave a place and expect to get hired right away. You know, there are rules so you can choose or try to go somewhere, but just because you want to go to a place doesn't mean it'll always happen. And that's where the transfer portal in college becomes such a big deal, because the college transfer portal really has almost no guidelines and not a ton of structure. So it's college free agency without virtually any of the rules like the NFL and NBA have. So while I think the transfer portal really benefits student athletes, and obviously myself being a student athlete, I think that's a good thing, I just think there needs to be more rules and stricter rules put in place. So according to Best Colleges, it wasn't until 2018 that the new college transfer rule was put in place. And this rule made it so players could transfer schools and immediately play the next season, whereas before, they had to first get permission from their coach or school to even transfer. And then if they did transfer, they would have to sit out a season before they were allowed to play. So the new transfer rule makes it so that players don't need permission from their school or coach. And once they do transfer, they can pretty much play right away. So this makes it a lot easier for players to transfer, which is a good thing, because if a player is in a bad situation, you know, they aren't going to want to stay there, so they're going to want to leave, which on one hand, that's good. But on the other hand, you're kind of showing athletes that quitting on a certain team is all right, which I don't think is the right message to be sending. Because for example, if an athlete has the bad game and they want to transfer right away, they can. And that's just not the kind of message I think the NCAA or schools should be sending their players, because I think if you want to be successful, you need to work for it. And if that's not going to happen, then why should you just be able to walk away and leave your teammates and coaches behind in search of a new place? But like I said, there are certain situations where this transfer rule does benefit the players. And for that, I agree with the rule. I just think that the lack of rules when it comes to the transfer portal, as well as the lack of structure and guidelines when it comes to NIL, really isn't the best thing for college sports right now. And you can see it with big programs such as Clemson and Alabama. Clemson head coach, according to Best Colleges, said, "It's crazy. It's really sad, to be honest with you," when talking about one of his starting players transferring to University of Georgia. He also said, "It's total chaos right now. There's so much tampering going on and so many adults manipulating young people, and it's sad." And that just shows you how not even head coaches of big programs like a Clemson are even in favor of the rules set in place right now, because it's so easy for a player to just pack it up and leave if he or she had a bad week of training or a bad game. And that's just not the message I think the NCAA should be sending to its student athletes. Otherwise, you're going to get off seasons like you just did in 2020 and 2021, where, according to bestcolleges.com, more than 1,700 Division I men's college basketball players entered the NCAA transfer portal. And just to put that in perspective, only 10 years ago, 577 Division I basketball players transferred. So that just shows you how the one-time transfer rule is already impacting college sports. Coupled that with the NIL rule, it's just total chaos right now. And I think the NCAA really needs to get a hold and put some rules in place so more athletes are, you know, sticking around at their schools, because I think it's important for an athlete, once they commit to a school, to at least try their best to stick it out for, you know, 2, 3, hopefully all 4 years. Because as a student athlete, and really just as a fan of college sports, I like to see players stick around at their schools, because I like the school spirit and I like the passion of sticking at the same place for 3 to 4 years. You know, it becomes good for media stories, and fans latch on to those players a lot easier. That's why college football is doing a lot better than college basketball right now, because college football players have to stick around at their school for at minimum 3 years. Whereas college basketball players, you know, the one and done term has become a really basic and reoccurring term in the sport. And that's just not good for the sport in general, because, you know, myself watching familiar college basketball teams that I would usually know, I don't even know really any of the players on the court because they come and go so often. Whereas college football, you get used to seeing stars on the field, and it's much easier to latch onto those stars because they're staying at their schools a lot longer than college basketball players are. Even though I know college football players are transferring more than they have in the past, I just think sticking around at one school for at least 3 years is a lot better for college sports than just being there for 1 year and, you know, leaving the next for some other place, whether it be another school or the NBA or some other professional league. Now, I think the NIL rules that have been put in place can definitely help some of these players who would rather go on to professional leagues and make money, because I think the NIL could keep them in college because they are making money in college, whereas before they obviously couldn't, and that was a big reason for wanting to move on to the professional leagues, so that they could make money while doing the same thing, pretty much. So, that being said, I think the NCAA still needs to put specific rules on how much a player can earn in one season, you know, who can pay them. Maybe exclude rich alumni donors of the schools, because that's becoming a huge recruiting incentive. And make it so companies are paying college athletes, not high school athletes. Because, you know, NIL is put in place so that college athletes were earning money because of the fame that they had gathered up while being in college. You know, the NIL wasn't put in place to be a recruiting incentive, which I think is really what it's turning out to be, which is just not the point of it at all. It's supposed to be paying college athletes, not high school athletes who have yet to even make a decision on where they're going to school. So I'm all for paying the players, obviously, because myself being a student athlete, I would like to get paid, you know? I think that would be awesome. But without structure, the NIL rule is just going to become more of a recruiting incentive instead of a way for college athletes to use their brand that they have worked so extremely hard to get to earn money on top of being an extremely exceptional athlete. So, you know, pay the players, but in a responsible and organized manner. And that concludes my rant on the NIL and what decisions I think should be made regarding benefiting schools while at the same time continuing to benefit players. So if you enjoyed, thank you very much. I hope to get you back for my next episode, where I will be going deeper into the strict state laws and NCAA laws on NIL rules and how this affects athletes' decisions and everything revolving around that. So thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed.